Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Time now for our regular Artery segment, where we talk with artists and critics about places and events that are exciting them.
And this week, Meghna headed across state lines to visit with a theater director who told her about a dramatic, real-life resurrection of an old New England neighborhood.
We're in Providence! Yay! It's terrific! And I'm here on Broadway Street.
That's right.
Kurt?
Yeah.
With Kurt Columbus, artistic director of the Trinity Repertory Company.
That's right.
Thanks for having us.
It's totally my pleasure. I love introducing people to Providence, and I love introducing especially folks from the Boston area to this particular street, because it's kind of an urban success story in terms of its growth and development over the last decade.
All right. So as we walk along, you're going to tell us the story of this street. But where are we going to head to first?
We're going to go first to Broadway Bistro, which is one of my favorite little restaurants on this street. Warm, inviting, and comfortable bistro food. So it's one of the reasons why we like to start here. You can miss it if you're not looking. Patrick.
How are you?
How you doing?
Nice to see you.
Hello,
nice
hi.
To see you.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
The thing about Patrick's food is that it's comfort food that you would find in a bistro in France.
Now you've teased me, so let's do it.
Go sit down. All right.
So maybe I'll talk about the history of the street while we're sitting here. What you'll notice as we're driving along the street is that there are 1,000 homes on the National Historic Registry of Homes in this neighborhood.
That's amazing.
I know. I thought so, too. I was kind of staggered by that number. And they're all dating from the early 19th century. The neighborhood was sort of the place where the folks who worked in the jewelry district here in Providence built their nice homes when they got a little bit of money.
And they were Italian immigrants. A lot of
Italians, a lot of European Jews.
Right.
And they settled here because the jewelry business was a big deal. Here.
But Kurt, it's not that often that you get such a high concentration. You know, 1,000 homes in one neighborhood on the historic registry. Do we know why that happened?
Oh, well, it's one of those great things. It's a great Providence story. In the 1970s, when the Housing and Urban Development sent money around to cities around the United States to, you know, to do renovations, urban renewal, basically big giant concrete buildings, and they would tear down the existing structures. The money came to Providence, but the city was so corrupt at the time that it all just disappeared. So it's sort of historic preservation by accident. They just didn't have the funds to build anything, so they kept the structures. Here we are, 20, 30, 40 years go by, and now there's a whole movement to save these structures. Well, they're here.
Right.
How did they survive? Corruption.
Oh, where'd Patrick go? He just put a plate of something amazing in front of us.
So this is our one of our most popular dishes. It's the seared scallops, tomato jam, brown butter, and a little Parmesan on top.
That is so good. What about the concern that some people have about what happens when sort of the second or third wave of people come after those pioneering artists and artisans,
right,
a.k.a. the gentrification?
Yeah. Such an interesting question, Meghna. Gentrification, what does that mean? Because I understand it means rising home prices, rising home values. But there is a quality of life that happens when people actually care about their property and their home. And so the schools get better and because you're invested in living in a place. So I'm always of two minds.
Yeah.
It's great to have investment in urban settings. We shouldn't be tearing down the old just to build the new. And so you want a little bit of gentrification, but you still want to retain the character of the place. Here we are
at Cluck.
Cluck. Cluck. Urban Farm Supply.
Yeah, and that's why I had to bring you here. Because how many Urban Farm Supply stores do you know? Come on, we'll go in. This is Drake Patton. She's the owner of Cluck.
Hi, guys.
Really great to meet you.
Likewise. So we are focused on urban farm supply, and we want to help people grow food and raise chickens and bees and be self-sustaining, you know, really sort of focused on what they're able to do in their backyards.
Cool.
And so the idea outside is, like, we've got a teaching garden, we've got a coop of chickens, and we've got beehives, and so we're sort of exploring the same issues that people have in the city. And so we're doing the same thing here in an old gas station.
I was just going to say going from fossil fuels to growing new vibrant plants.
Yeah.
It's good karma.
Yeah. So that, and I also happen to love this era of gas station. This is a 1950s gas station, and I kind of love that, you know.
Great. Well, congratulations on being here.
Thanks.
And best of luck to you. It's such a cool space.
You should see the chickens before you go.
Yeah. Come on, let's go look at the
gas station chickens.
Gas station chickens.
Well, now we're going to go to Nick's on Broadway.
All right, shall we go in?
Yeah.
After you.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. Can we get a table for three?
Yes.
Let's take a peek at the menu, shall we? Look at this. Baked Chartner Farm corn with Vermont cheddar polenta with two eggs, Parmesan, tomatoes, and baby spinach.
That is insane.
That
it's
so
delicious. Yeah.
How are you?
Good to see you.
Thanks.
Good, good. Magna, this is Derek.
Very nice to meet you.
This is Amory.
Hello.
Very nice to meet you.
Do you want to
sit
with us?
Yeah, of course.
My name is Derek Wagner, and I'm the chef and owner here.
So we were talking a little bit earlier about sort of pioneers who come back into a neighborhood that's been neglected and kind of seen better times. And I'm just wondering, what was it that drew you to Broadway?
Right out of college, I was trying to figure out where I was going to live and what I was going to do. And I got involved in a program to get into a house that was really run down in a rundown neighborhood, and I bought this house when I was 22, I think, or 23 years old, and I moved into the neighborhood, and that's kind of what really, got me connected or reconnected, really.
You know, that's part of why I wanted to have you guys come down, is because I feel like we wouldn't have been able to do this story as well even 3 or 4 years ago. When Derek moved down to this end of the street, there was nothing down at this end of the street. There wasn't traffic.
A lot of people
right?
thought I was crazy when I moved down here, and people joke when we first opened, and even people from the neighborhood were coming in, or just people in the city that once grew. He said they were selling crack on this corner 2 weeks ago, and now they're selling. Now you're selling eggs and tasting meals and bottles of wine and.
The tasting meals.
And it was really funny. I mean, and true, but...
So for someone who's never been to Broadway Street here, when they experience it, what do you want them to come away with?
I think what I'd like them to feel is that there's a renewal, there's a vibrancy, but there's also, I think, in that renewal, a local flavor that you just don't find anywhere else. You're gonna always feel like you're at home, but at home in a funky, odd, artistic place.
Well, Kurt's been teasing us about your food.
I ordered a polenta and
you did?
Poached eggs. I did.
So, Kurt, as we dive into this beautiful looking polenta, thank you so much for showing us, the new old, the everything, what Broadway is today. It's a fantastic street.
Thanks, Magna. I'm delighted to share it with people, and I'm delighted to do any sort of radio interview that includes this much food.
Same here. Let's eat.
Let's eat.
Kurt Columbus is the artistic director of the Trinity Repertory Company. He took me and Radio Boston producer Amory Sievertson on a tour of Providence's bustling Broadway street.
And that's it. We're going to end today with polenta and poached egg
in
Providence. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.